The annual lecture is very much part of our Redesigning Schooling campaign, which we launched at the National Conference in December last year in Liverpool. We followed that up with a series of symposia, which led by many distinguished academics who are here tonight. Christine Gilbert, Guy Claxton, Bill Lucas, Dylan William, and Andy Hargreaves. And the symposium were good because the debate was constructive. It wasn't about the things we couldn't do, it was about the way forward and how positive we could be in transforming education to meet the demands of the 21st century. Following the symposium, we're doing a series of pamphlets on the four themes that actually are behind me and in front of me on the new professionalism, effective teaching and learning, principled curriculum design and intelligent accountability. And the plan is to have these pamphlets published and into schools for September. As I say, the debate needs to be constructive. We know that we have many outstanding school leaders and outstanding teachers in our system, but we know that we need to have more. We've got to work with all stakeholders, and so I was really delighted when John agreed to do the annual lecture for us, because employers are major stakeholders. We also want to work with parents, and we're also going to have a student perspective. I thought John's report, First Steps, was one of the most interesting reports I'd read this year, and like you, I also followed it up by reading Michael Heseltine's, Claire. I think there's a lot that we can get from working together, accepting that things have to change, and that's the point we started our symposium from. We cannot stand still. We cannot be seen to be a profession that's not moving when the world around us is moving so dramatically. You only have to come into buildings like this to see how quickly the world is moving. So the annual lecture format has changed slightly because obviously John's going to do his input and then answer some questions, but we also wanted to have a debate and to get as much feedback from you, our audience, as we possibly could. So to lead us through the debate is Bill Lucas. I'm not going to say any more about Bill because you've got details of him in your pack, but Bill is a very able chairman who is working with us and Guy Claxton on steering us through our work on redesigning schooling.